Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A terrorist attack spikes tensions between India and Pakistan, leaving minority Christians wary. Then, we'll share some ways to pray as the Catholic Church mourns Pope Francis and elects a new leader. We'll unpack that call to prayer for you in just a few moments. But first, tensions escalate between India and Pakistan following Tuesday's terror attack in the contested Kashmir region. India closed its main border crossing with Pakistan, expelled its military diplomats, and suspended a landmark water-sharing treaty. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says at least 26 people were killed when gunmen opened fire in a popular tourist destination.
Most of them were Indian tourists, as well as a couple of foreign tourists from the UAE and Nepal.
Kashmir, a territory claimed by both India and Pakistan, has been a flashpoint for decades, but attacks on tourists have been rare.
This attack just probably one of the most devastating in recent years. The entire country is grieving over this.
Christians are in the crosshairs whenever conflict arises between India's Hindu and Muslim populations.
They're very wary of the kick the dog reaction, and Christians are the dog on the sidelines that had nothing to do with it, but there may be attacks on churches or pastors or missionaries.
This hostility doesn't stop believers from sharing the hope of Christ.
Pray that Christians who are in the region may be able to be salt and light and reach out during this time of national grief.
So pray for wisdom and restraint in the Indian government's response so that the situation doesn't escalate further. Meanwhile, a series of earthquakes struck near Istanbul, Turkey on Wednesday, shaking buildings and sending people fleeing. Patrick Anthony from FMI tells us,
there's a lot of frightened people right now, and it sounds like the fear is more so about what could be coming. More aftershocks, more even possibly a larger earthquake.
Reports say 151 people were injured, many jumping from windows in panic. Authorities urged people to sleep outside. Some camped in cars while others held garden gatherings. Still, some chose to return home. For them, the fear of a major quake is ever present. Though the 6.2 magnitude earthquake caused little damage, many worry the next could be worse. Ministries continue serving amid this uncertainty.
And there's so many people who need to hear the gospel for the first time. And things like this are a reminder that gospel workers, we must keep praying, keep working. Jesus is coming, and people need to hear.
FMI works to empower indigenous church planters in Turkey and aid local leaders amid the crisis. Pray for the people who need help and new homes after the quake. Pray, too, that the local believers can help Turkish citizens find a truly firm foundation for their lives in Christ. There's more at missionnews.org. And finally, much of the world will pause this weekend to mourn the passing of Pope Francis, who died the day after Easter Sunday. To talk about this, we connected with Chris Ruge with Prayercast, a ministry that raises prayer in the global church for those who don't know Jesus yet.
We always look at the events going on around the world and ask the question, how does this impact people who are lost?
Whether or not you're among the more than 1.4 billion people in the Catholic Church today, Ruge invites you to pray about this change.
No one wants to see the gospel advance around the world more than God does. And so we pray for whoever is installed as the next pope, that person will be a key figure in leading a significant portion of God's church and shepherding that flock in a way that expands God's worship and his praise around the world.
Ruge says it's undeniable that the Pope will hold significant influence to speak to modern-day issues.
And so we come alongside and ask for God's wisdom, for his mercy, and that he would continue to purify his church in all of its forms around the world.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.